Now, I remember the beginnings of the reality TV genre, as you probably do, and I don't know if you wondered at the time, but I did. Is this entirely desirable? Back then, it was basically cameras chasing ambulances and police cars. And I remember upsetting one TV producer when I asked, you know, is it really in good taste, you know, filming people lying in the road after they've just been hit by a bus? But anyway, people watched it. And compared to your period drama or even your soap, it's pretty cheap to make. So it has exploded. Any number of cop shows now, hospital shows, helicopter rescues, car chases. And it's spilled over into things like the Really Good Irish Border Show and home renovation stuff. It's uncovered a kind of voyeuristic desire to look into the lives of the glamorous, the unusual, the outrageous, and in some cases even the downright sad. People with houses stacked to the ceiling with garbage, people with giant zits or bad breath. The more gross it is, it seems, the more we actually like it. Somewhere along the line, reality kind of morphed into the Kardashians. Crap like that, Big Brother. And now, just when you thought we couldn't go any lower, staged marriages, soft porn dating shows. Somewhere, what we almost convinced ourselves was educational has become exploitational. You have to ask, who would want to put themselves up for this kind of show? And we have seen some unintended consequences in other parts of the world. Even if these people are attention seekers, wannabe famous people, do the broadcasters and the makers of the shows not owe them some kind of duty of care? Are they not duty-bound to thoroughly research the contestants, weed out the dodgy ones, or do they quietly let the odd flake slip into the mix just to see what happens, you know, spark it all up a bit? Bottom line, no pun intended, the broadcasters would not be making this kind of stuff if we weren't watching it. And that makes you wonder, well, am I partly responsible when something bad happens?
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.